Hi guys, it's Simple JSS here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great. If you're a first-time listener, thank you so much for streaming and listening to this little Engine That Code podcast. If you're a returning listener, you know I consider you guys my family. So thank you so much, my extended family, for always supporting and listening and streaming. And I'm sending you a big virtual hug just to say thank you for all the support that you guys have given. As I always tell you guys, positivity in equals positivity out. So please try to stay as positive as possible. I know things are tough. I know times are tough. But when you ooze positivity and radiate positivity, you'll see how much better your life will be positively. Anyway, today's topic is a tough one. And I'm hoping you guys will just bear with me and sit along and join along for the journey. The topic today is called trust. I know, this is the kind of topic that a lot of people tend to grit their teeth at, tend to break out in hives about, tend to be really nervous to broach conversations about. But it's important for us to identify where we are on our journey of trust, not just within ourselves, but with members of our family, co-workers, as well as our loved ones. You know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, etc. Trust is not readily given by a lot of folks. Some may have been burnt in the past, like myself. Some may have just developed that as a way to protect themselves, right? And some people find it very easy to trust because they see it as just another thing to do. It's okay because, you know, we're going to live in a world with people. So we have to learn to get along, to be along, to fit in. So trust for them is easy. But for those of us like myself, who are still trying to navigate this thing called life and to deal with folks on a regular basis, trust is not something that we easily and readily give out. And if you have had yourself, let's say, a heartbreak, or you've been burnt by friends or family, then for you, it's a very tricky and sticky situation. So here it is. Trust is one of those things that once earned or given, I feel you should work at to maintain, to keep, and never break. Because what folks don't understand is once you break trust, it is very hard for that person to even look at you the same way, feel confident in doing anything with you long term. Therefore, trust is lost. And for some, when trust is lost, it can never be regained. No matter how they tell you, yeah, in time, maybe with a little, you know, thought or prayer, or with a little, you know, internal reflection, or with changed behavior, I might be able to trust you. They're placating to you. Let's just be honest. There's gonna be a hard sell on you being given the opportunity to make up for what you broke. Trust is not like fine china that when you break it, yeah, the value is gone, but you can still put it back together, right? Trust doesn't work like that. When you break trust, you can't put it back together that easily. And it still functions and it still works and it's still good for everyone involved. Sometimes you can't put it back together. Sometimes the pieces don't fit together anymore. Sometimes it's just not meant to be put back together. Sometimes when trust is broken, it's best for both parties or the aggrieved to walk away, to move on. But the thing with trust is this. When you lose it with a person or persons, And later on, those persons may have changed their behavior and they come back to you, different versions of themselves. Because I tell you guys all the time that we're always evolving and growing as people. This is what we do. That's what we're designed to do. If you stay the same way, stagnant, you will always maintain that stagnant state of mind. Your thought process will not elevate. You will not build to something better. And as human beings, we should always strive to be better. So if these people come to you in a different version of themselves, the issue now is, can you now get over the transgression, the acts of betrayal, what was done to you, whether it was in malice or not, whether it was ill-conceived or not, whether it was deliberate or not? Can you forgive that? Because that's the thing with trust, especially with folks who don't give it out readily and trust few and are wary of a lot. Once you break that, it is very hard for them to even, and rightfully so, consider you in another light, even if you've changed. As I always tell you guys, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? So for some folks, when you break trust, their intention is to seek revenge or to deal with you in the manner in which you dealt with them. For some folks, they simply just become silent, radio silence, dead, nothing on the other end of the receiver. They just don't communicate with you. They put you in a box. They leave you in a corner. That's it. They've moved on to other things, maybe other situations, and they just don't address you. Because as far as they're concerned, because you've crossed that line, and maybe you were a habitual line crosser, maybe that was just one transgression. But for folks, especially like myself, I always tell people, once you break trust with me one time, I can't go back to now being on the same page with you. We're now not, the scale is not balanced. We're not even anymore. It's tilted. And it's tilted in a bad way. And second chances are hard for me to give. So for me, that's over. I move on. And I'm the one who hits you with the silence. And that's it. I've reconciled in myself that I am going to work on being more open and being more focused and being more cautious. So that's what happens with folks like me when we get our trust broken. We're more cautious with people when we're moving forward. And that's unfortunate, because what happens is you might find a genuine person that comes along who actually is trustworthy, who actually has good intentions, who actually is there for the right reasons. But because of your past, because sometimes our past dictates our future, and it's unfortunate, but because of our past, we hold it against this new person. So now we're viewing them through lens that we really shouldn't be viewing them through. We're looking at them, and every step they take, we think it's an agenda. We think they have a plan. We think they're out to get us. We think, they're pretending to be who they really aren't. They're being too true. Their heart can't be pure. That's the thing with trust. It is a hard thing to figure out. So I always advise people, once you gain trust from someone, you should also work diligently to keep that trust. Because depending on where that person is in life and their state of mind, mindset, because sometimes we elevate beyond where we are right? We elevate our thought process, we elevate our thinking. So, as I said, depending on where we are in life, that person might be open to a conversation. That person might be open to understanding why you did what you did. That person might be open to looking at things through your point of view. And then again, there's a flip side where that person might just be someone who retreats, who goes inward, now is closed off, now shuts doors on everyone around them, and now just deal with folks on a transactional point of view. If it's not business and they keep it simple and they keep it moving, everyone to them is an associate. No one is a friend. No one gets too close. As Omarion would say, there's an icebox where the heart used to be. There's no love there anymore. Love don't live here anymore. So, anytime you meet someone, if you genuinely, genuinely care for that person, you have to be careful not to break trust. It's important to note that trust is huge for a lot of folks. When they give it out, they're expecting it in return. So, when you don't give what they are giving, you will find yourself in a very, very tight spot, walking a very tight rope, navigating a situation that is going to really work out not for the best for you. So, in order to keep trust, what do I advise? Always bring a pure heart to a situation. Always bring honesty. And I know a lot of people say, oh, but a lot of people can't handle when the truth. Sometimes it's not that they can't handle the truth, it's how it's packaged. Do you know how you go to a Louis Vuitton store and you buy something, but the way how they package it and the way how it's presented, sometimes you don't even want to take it out of the presentation because it's so beautiful and the wrapping is beautiful and the colors are beautiful, everything is illuminated and the whole thing just makes you feel warm and bubbly inside. Yes, it's not what you say, it's how it's packaged. So, if you're going to hit people with the truth, you have to know who that person is so you can understand how to present the truth to them. Because some people like that blunt, in-your-face, raw, unedited, blunt, to the point. And some folks, you have to really dress it up like how they dress up those nice Louis Vuitton thing in the stores, in those nice packaging. It's still the same truth. The presentation is just different. So a pure heart, be honest, and maintain. Always be consistent. Consistency is the key for folks who have trust issues. If you're consistent straight across the board, they will be open and readily available to get to that place where they will respect as well as give that trust that you've been working hard to get. It's important to follow those guidelines. A pure heart, honesty, and consistency. People like to know that if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. If you say I'm going to be somewhere, you're going to be that place. That's that consistency. Because the minute you start flaking, the minute you don't show up for them, the minute you are not available when you say you're going to be available, the minute you lie, the minute you dodge questions about certain things, the minute you start to become shifty, the minute you start to change personalities, the minute you start to not be as open and raw and honest as you were before, now you have that person thinking. Now, what's the first thing they're thinking? Can I trust this person? Who is this person? Are they really who they say they are? And for folks who have trust issues, that's a big time thing. You have to maintain consistency. Because folks with trust issues eventually will be open to trusting, but they have to see that you're worth trusting. They have to see that you're consistent and real and honest and pure and not just there for whatever nefarious reasons. Trust is fickle. People are fickle. But if we're open and if we understand the other person, trust can be maintained. I do advise folks like myself, if you have trust issues, you should always, when you're around folks, let them know what the situation is. Let them know, listen, this is who I am. I'm a person. I struggle with trusting folks. That's on me. That's not on you. But if you maintain consistency, if you maintain being pure at heart, if you maintain being honest, and you just be real and never switch up, I am definitely going to be open to trusting you. So it's important to let that be placed on the table and let folks know where you are on your process of trust. But for those who have trust issues like myself, we also need to take some accountability. We also need to not place the burden on someone to fix what our issues are. We have to do that ourselves. We have to look inward. We have to now figure out what it's going to take to get us to a place of trusting others. I'm not saying to be free and open and just trust readily, just like that, boom, boom, boom. That's never going to happen overnight. Be cautious, definitely. Protect the heart, protect the mind. Visualize, keep your eyes open, watch. Be observant, be analytical. But once you see that this person is consistent, once you see that this person is genuine, because people can only be fake for so long. You can be genuine consistently, but people can only be fake for so long. The cream rises to the top. The real rises to the top and the fake sinks. Just remember that. So if somebody's coming at you and they're not real, that is only going to last so long. You will be able to see through that eventually. So you might not put a whole 100% in, but you'll probably put a 30 or a 40 or a 50. As they would say, give it a good old college try. Be open, be cautious. Be observant, but also allow this person to show them who they are, show you who they are. And as Maya Angelou always says, once a person shows you who they are, believe them. So once they show you over a period of time, and it has to be a sustained period of time, not just 30 days or a week or 2 weeks, you can never see a person in their true light and their true form over a short span. It's going to take time. But once you see that they have not switched, they have maintained, they have stayed true to who they are, now is where you understand that it's okay to let that guard down that we put up, that great wall of China that we people who have trust issues put up to protect ourselves. Pull it down a little bit. maybe not all the way at first, but pull it down a little bit. And in time, you will get to that place where that defense mechanism of yours will fall all the way down, and you'll be more open and honest and raw with this person, just like they're being with you. I always tell you guys that this thing called life, we weren't handed a rule book or a guide, just like we're given guides or maps towards different things in life. We weren't handed a rule book or a guide to how we're supposed to live our lives. And we're uniquely made up. We all have different genetic makeup. So what works for one person might not work for you. So understand that it's okay to not be so open and trusting readily. But we're also living in a world where, yes, the fake is there, but there's also real people there. So let's sift through all the little nonsense. Find the real people. Let our guards down somewhat. And be open to what the possibilities may be once we meet these people. And let's not punish these people for past transgressions of others. Let's learn to allow folks to be open and be themselves. And not try to knock them down or berate them because of what past traumas or situations we might have gone through. So what am I saying? Let's learn to be a little bit more open. Maybe not fully at once, but a little bit more open. Still be guarded, right? But not all the way guarded. Let's strike that balance whereby you're still protecting yourself, but you're allowing yourself to feel and be open and give an opportunity to see if you can also get back to that place where you can trust others. It's hard to walk around here with all this baggage of not being able to trust folks and living in that space where you just have to build up your four walls and protect yourself and not engage with others. That's a tough situation. And in everything, there will be an upside and a downside. So you will meet those people who try to take advantage. But based on your past experiences, you should be able to spot those. You should be able to stop those posers and eliminate those out of your life. So moving forward, me, myself, I'm committing to being more open and less guarded. And maybe allow folks to show me that they are worth me putting my trust in. And I'm asking you guys, if you're somebody who's like me, who has trust issues, try to do the same. Because at this point in time, I think we've been at that point where we can decipher now who's real and who isn't real. No matter how these people come in different forms or different cloaks, the mask will come off eventually. So you will know. You will see. So let's now take the initiative to be more open and let ourselves have the ability and the freedom to trust. And if we keep keeping ourselves sheltered and closed off, we won't be able to enjoy this thing called life fully. And we don't want to live this thing called life with too many regrets or any regrets whatsoever. So let's be more open. Let's be less guarded. Now, I'm not saying pull your guard down all the way. I'm just saying don't keep it all the way up. If it's at 100, pull it down to a 80 or a 70 right now. Let's open our minds, our hearts to possibilities that there are still some good people out there that we can actually trust and let in. and surround ourselves with. Who knows, these people might end up being those positive influences that I always speak of. I always tell you guys, positivity in equals positivity out. So we're not going to stay in that sunken place of brokenness anymore. We're going to now be open and let that in. Let trust in, let trust out. I do hope you guys are able to take something from this and keep me posted. Let me know how your journey of trust goes moving forward. Let me know what it's like now moving forward when you've now allowed yourself to be more open and to put that faith into others. I know it's a tough thing, but we can do it. So let me know how it goes. And I'm hoping that moving forward, once we're able to take this major step, that other things will fall into place. Not just trust, but that trust might build into something even bigger and better. As always, guys, I love each and every one of you guys. Thank you so, so much for all your support. And I'm hoping everyone will have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And I'm manifesting greatness for each and every one of you guys. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, loves.